Good morning, Aura. Today is Thursday, 5th of August, and in studio are Andrea, Yahalom, Jonathan, Steffi, Chloe, and a couple of volunteers. At microphone, Miriam, recording me, Antonia. Weather forecast for the area is overcast with temperature range between 27 to 33 degrees Celsius and heat index is 37 degrees Celsius. Wind is blowing from west with 14 kilometers per hour and later on in the day it's a chance of thunderstorms with overcast wind from south-southwest 25 kilometers per hour and there is also a 30% chance of precipitation. The day is long today, 12 hours and 36 minutes, and sun rose this morning at 5:58 and will set at 6:34. Moon is waning crest and on 31% illuminated. On August 10 would be a new moon. I don't know if you noticed watching the sky at night, but on July 28 and 29, Southern Delta Aquarius meteor shower was visible. And that one can produce about 20 meteors per hour at their peak. The shower usually peaks on July 28 and 29, but some meteors can be also seen from July 18 all the way up to August 18. The radiant point for this shower will be the constellation Aquarius. Best viewing is usually to the east of after midnight. Next week we can expect Perseids meteor shower, and this one is one of the best meteor showers to observe, because it can produce up to 60 meteors per hour at their peak. This year's shower should peak on the night of August 12 and in the morning of 13th, but you may be able to see some meteors anytime from July 23rd all the way up to August 22nd. The radiant point for this shower will be in the constellation Perseus. The thin crescent moon will be out of the way early, setting the stage for a potentially spectacular show. For best viewing, look to the northeast after midnight. Tamil Heritage Center is organizing today at Sauchu between 4:30 and 6 p.m. a Tamil program. Professor Charlie Manokaran, who is an expert in theater and well-known comedian of the Tamil Silver Screen, is in Oroville to deliver a lecture on his spiritual experiences as a devotee of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. And that will be also an opportunity to interact with the artist on the field of theatre and media communication. This afternoon in Verite, you can attend Savitri reading with Bhavana at 5 p.m. At 6 p.m. you can sing mantras with Deep Dika from Assam. And at 7:45 you are all invited to the celebration of the divinity, which would be dance and music for the gods. Anna and Andy will perform Odissi, temple dance, and Tiago, Chloe, Caroline, and Mariana will bring joy to us with ethnic chants from all around the world. At Cinema Paradiso, you can see at 8 p.m. French movie with the title Stella, made in France 2008 by director Sylvie Verdier, with Leora Barbara, Carole Rocher, Benjamin Biola. And movie is happening in Paris at 1977, where 11-year-old Stella knows poker better than grammar when she starts the year at the prestigious new school. There, she discovers the possibilities of a whole new world outside her parents' bar. Movie is a comedy drama, and it's French without subtitles. Every other Friday, starting the 6th of August, Convergence in Evergreen would like to extend an open invitation to all our Aurovillians, newcomers and guests, to join them on Friday mornings for an exploration into different topics relating to the environment, ecology, and perceptions of different worldviews. They would like to share the space and exchange ideas, experiences, knowledge, expertise, making sense of senses, intuition, logic, sensation, and feeling. This session will consist of a wide open discussions about the senses. What are they? How can we develop them? And how do we indeed make sense of them? After the session, there will be a potluck lunch of breads and spreads, and they are inviting you kindly to join them. At the auditorium bar at Nivas on Friday, 6th of August at 7:45, the wildlife and conservation filmmaker Shekhar Dattari will present his documentary, The Truth About Tigers. The tiger, India's national animal, is disappearing at an alarming rate from the country's forests. Government estimates in 2007 revealed that there were fewer than 1,500 left. Why have India's tigers declined so drastically? What exactly are the problems facing their conservation? And are there any solutions to the crisis? These and many other questions are answered succinctly in The Truth About Tigers, a 40-minute documentary. The film also provides useful pointers on how ordinary citizens can contribute towards saving this most beautiful animal. narration by internationally acclaimed actor Roshan Seth. Projection is in collaboration with Sekar Dattatre, who will present the film and his research to us. Questions and answers will follow the film. Everybody, and particularly school students, are most welcome. At the Solar Kitchen crossing with the Crown Road, the road service is working on the new speed breakers, and at the moment there is diversion, and we suggest you to drive carefully. Tomorrow we will also announce a schedule for matrimonial visiting hours. From On Thoughts on Aphorism by the Mother, we can reach Sri Aurobindo aphorism. Human love fails by its own ecstasy. Human strength is exhausted by its own effort. Human knowledge throws a shadow that conceals half the globe of truth from its own sunlight. But the divine knowledge embraces opposite truths and reconciles them. Divine strength grows by the prodigality of years, its self-expenditure. Divine love can squander itself utterly, yet never waste or diminish. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.